Rheinmetall surpasses US output, signaling Europe's military independence from America. Germany has crossed a threshold that European defense planners have been racing toward for 4 years. Rheinmetall, the country's largest defense manufacturer, now produces more ammunition than the United States. The shift marks the most concrete evidence yet that Europe's historic reliance on American military capacity is ending, not through choice but through necessity driven by Ukraine's ammunition hunger, Donald Trump's pivot to China, and an Iran war that has consumed $25 billion in 3 months. Rheinmetall chief executive Armin Papperger disclosed that the company quadrupled medium-caliber ammunition output and expanded artillery round production to 1.1 million units annually, up from 70,000. Medium-caliber rounds, typically used in autocannons mounted on tanks and armored vehicles like the Bradley Fighting Vehicle, represent the bread and butter of modern mechanized warfare. The production ramp began in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine, but the scale of expansion accelerated dramatically in the past year as European governments committed to NATO's new 5% GDP defense spending target by June 2025, more than doubling the previous 2% benchmark. Germany plans to have the strongest conventional army in Europe by 2039, a century after the start of World War II, Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said last week, framing the buildup as both historical reckoning and strategic imperative. Chancellor Friedrich Merz has made defense independence from Washington a pillar of his government, breaking with decades of German reluctance to lead on military matters. The ammunition expansion arrives as the United States confronts capacity constraints across multiple theaters. The Pentagon Comptroller Jay Hearst told the House Armed Services Committee that the Iran conflict has already cost $25 billion, with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth offering no timeline for withdrawal during testimony described as combative. The Strait of Hormuz remains blockaded by both sides, with no indication either Washington or Tehran will yield. Retired Navy Vice Admiral Kevin Donegan assessed that clearing Iranian mines would require significant time and further degradation of Iran's shore-based forces, while Iran believes it can sustain its mix of mines, drones, and missiles indefinitely. Europe's artillery awakening the production surge reflects demand that Western defense companies have struggled to meet. Artillery rounds, particularly the 155mm caliber used across NATO armies, have been consumed at rates not seen since World War II on Ukraine's battlefields. Rheinmetall opened what it described as Europe's largest ammunition factory in August 2025, part of a continent-wide factory expansion to supply both Ukraine and European military stockpiling against Russian aggression. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has identified ammunition and air defenses as alliance priorities, a shift from the expeditionary warfare focus that dominated the post-Cold War era. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute reported that global military spending increased nearly 3% in 2025 compared to 2024, driven by a 14% rise in European defense expenditure. The increase represents the most significant surge in European military investment in decades. Germany's transformation from reluctant spender to potential continental military leader carries economic implications beyond defense budgets. Ammunition production requires specialized manufacturing capacity, chemical expertise, and supply chains for propellants and metals. By building this capacity domestically, European countries reduce dependence on US-controlled supply chains while creating industrial jobs and export opportunities. Rheinmetall has positioned itself to supply not only European governments but potentially Middle Eastern and Asian customers seeking alternatives to American suppliers facing production bottlenecks. The contrast with US capacity is stark. American defense industrial base assessments have repeatedly warned of ammunition shortages, particularly as Ukraine consumes stockpiles faster than domestic production could replace them. The US Army's priority shift to the Indo-Pacific, driven by concern over China's military buildup, has meant fewer resources allocated to European reassurance. Trump's withdrawal of significant weapons and military support for Ukraine last year accelerated European recognition that Washington's security guarantee was conditional. The geopolitical arbitrage European rearmament creates opportunities for institutional capital with long-time horizons. Defense contractors like Rheinmetall benefit from multi-year government contracts with inflation escalators and guaranteed demand. The company's production expansion from 70,000 to 1.1 million artillery rounds represents a 1,471% increase, a growth rate unmatched in almost any civilian sector. Medium-caliber ammunition production quadrupled, though Papperger did not disclose the baseline figure. The investment thesis extends beyond manufacturers to the entire supply chain: explosives producers, metal fabricators, logistics companies moving munitions across Europe, and construction firms building factories. Germany's commitment to becoming Europe's strongest conventional army by 2039 implies 13 years of sustained capital deployment. The 5% GDP defense spending target translates to hundreds of billions of euros annually across the alliance, with much of that flowing to procurement rather than personnel costs. The Iran war complicates this picture by straining American attention and resources. The $25 billion cost disclosed by Pentagon, Comptroller Hearst covers only 3 months, implying a run rate of $100 billion annually if the conflict continues at current intensity. The Strait of Hormuz blockade has disrupted oil flows and humanitarian aid, with the International Rescue Committee reporting $130,000 in supplies stuck in Dubai intended for 20,000 people in Sudan. Aid organizations have called for a humanitarian corridor, but negotiations remain stalled. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650, Rheinmetall now produces more ammunition than the United States, with artillery round production expanded to 1.1 million units annually, up from 70,000. European defense expenditure rose 14% in 2025 compared to 2024, the most significant surge in decades, driven by NATO and #X27's new 5% GDP defense spending target by June 2025. Germany plans to have the strongest conventional army in Europe by 2039, with Chancellor Friedrich Merz making defense independence from Washington a pillar of his government. The Iran conflict has already cost the Pentagon $25 billion in 3 months, creating U.S. capacity constraints across multiple military theaters. Key figure, Germany now produces 1.1 million artillery rounds annually, compared to 70,000 before the Ukraine war began. Medium-caliber ammunition output quadrupled in the same period. Oil price volatility driven by the Hormuz closure affects European budgets directly, raising transportation costs for military equipment and humanitarian operations. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies confirmed that fuel price increases are affecting operations across sub-Saharan Africa, forcing health clinics to ration generator use. Higher energy costs feed inflation, potentially constraining government budgets even as defense spending commitments rise. The China variable, the United States' strategic focus on the Indo-Pacific, creates a vacuum in Europe that regional powers are racing to fill. Germany's ammunition capacity surge is part of this realignment, but the competition extends to resource access. The United States is losing the race for Central Asia's critical minerals, according to data from Oxus Society showing China accounts for 49% of critical mineral exports from the region, Russia for 20%, while the United States captures just 2.1%. Kazakhstan, the region's largest country, has 5,000 mineral deposits valued at $46 trillion by the World Bank. At C+5 meetings in September and November 2025, Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan signed $64 billion in deals with American companies, but most involve Central Asian purchases of American goods rather than U.S. investment in the region. Kazakhstan ordered 32 new Boeing jets and 300 new trains, with only limited productive investments like a John Deere factory to produce 3,000 agricultural machinery units. The mineral competition matters for defense production. Modern ammunition requires rare earth elements and specialty metals increasingly sourced from Central Asia. China's dominant position in critical mineral supply chains gives it leverage over global manufacturing, including defense sectors. European ammunition independence remains incomplete if raw material supplies remain controlled by Beijing. The Plaquemium view the market is underpricing Europe's defense industrial transformation because it views the sector through a cyclical lens rather than recognizing a structural shift. Germany's ammunition capacity overtaking the United States is not a data point but an inflection point. For 75 years, European security rested on the assumption of American provision. That assumption is dead. The question is not whether Europe will build independent military capacity but how fast and at what scale. Three forces converge to make this irreversible. First, Ukraine demonstrated that modern warfare consumes ammunition at rates that make peacetime stockpiles irrelevant within weeks. No European government can justify dependence on external suppliers for existential needs. Second, American strategic attention has permanently shifted to China. The Iran war is a distraction Washington wants to end, not a long-term commitment. Third, the political consensus for defense spending has collapsed decades of German reluctance and budget constraints across the continent. The 5% GDP commitment is not aspirational, governments are already executing against it. The second-order effect is industrial policy returning to Europe after 40 years of offshoring and financialization. Ammunition production cannot be done remotely or with gig workers. It requires factories, engineers, supply chains, and skills that take years to build. Germany's decision to own this capacity rather than import it represents the leading edge of strategic sectors being reshored for security reasons. Semiconductors, batteries, and pharmaceuticals will follow. For institutional capital, This creates a 10 to 15-year investment cycle in European defense industrials with government-backed revenue visibility. The risk is execution, not demand. Can companies scale production while maintaining quality? Can supply chains handle the volume? Can governments process procurement fast enough? These are solvable problems with aligned incentives. The threat is complacency. If the Iran war ends quickly and oil prices normalize, European publics may question defense spending growth. But the Ukraine conflict is now in year 5 with no resolution visible, and Russia shows no indication of moderating its territorial ambitions. The structural drivers remain intact even if headlines shift. So what Germany's ammunition capacity overtaking the United States is the visible proof that Europe's defense dependence era has ended. For investors, this is not a trade but a decade-long reallocation toward European defense industrials with government-guaranteed demand curves. The Iran war's $25 billion three-month cost and the Hormuz blockade's oil market disruption create near-term volatility, but they reinforce rather than undermine the core thesis. Nations are prioritizing strategic autonomy and defense production regardless of cost. The immediate plays are obvious: Rheinmetall and its supply chain. The sophisticated play is identifying second-tier component suppliers and logistics providers that benefit from volume growth without carrying prime contractor execution risk. The contrarian play is recognizing that Europe's rearmament constrains American defense exports, creating market share opportunities for non-US suppliers in regions like Southeast Asia and the Middle East that want diversification. The Iran conflict will end. The Hormuz blockade will resolve. But Germany will still be producing 1.1 million artillery rounds annually, and that capacity is not being dismantled once built. The ammunition surge is not the headline. It is the foundation of Europe's next industrial cycle, backed by fiscal commitments that make post-2008 stimulus look restrained. Position accordingly.